In the past 20 years, Nikola Tesla has become a kind of cult legend. So let's take a closer look at him. Born in 1856 in what is now Croatia, Tesla emigrated to America and worked for Thomas Edison. He was very smart and had a photographic memory. And boy, he was handsome. At 6'2", he weighed only 140 pounds, a sort of movie star lankiness. He left Edison after a dispute and soon conceived of practical alternating current, which changed energy transmission forever. He also astonished a New York crowd by building the first radio-controlled model boat in 1898. It was the world's first drone. He earned hundreds of patents that made him wealthy for a while and made the cover of Time magazine in 1931. Yet a mere dozen years later, he died in poverty and sank into oblivion. Only since the 1990s has his persona been revived and virtually worshipped as a sort of mystical genius. Many seem unaware that Tesla wasted endless time with grand ideas that could not work. For example, he was fixated with transmitting electricity through the air. His Tesla coil boosted voltage to send sparks jumping to a person's hand, and he was obsessed with ramping this up to transmit electricity into every home from a giant tower. It was a dead end because Tesla did not realize that electricity is the movement of electrons, which he was sure didn't exist. And resistance by our atmosphere's gases make long-distance electrical air transmission impractical. Tesla's genius was often channeled toward wacky ideas. He wrongly believed that X-rays were not harmful. He was convinced he could build a camera that would photograph people's thoughts. He believed in the ether and criticized Einstein's relativity. He thought you could boost intelligence by applying electricity to the brain. We admire him, even if he had far more wrong notions than right ones. Still, he gave the world the alternating current that powers our everyday lives. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.